Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's Dealer on Webinar, where an expert from Google is going to answer your questions. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today. And today's webinar is being presented by Dealer on. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer on, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency, best known for our amazing SEO, the best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the award-winning Chameleon Responsive Website Platform. When we got back from NADA recently, we were awarded the Driving Sales Dealer Satisfaction Award for top-rated websites for an unprecedented sixth year in a row. We also took home the AWA Award for Best Websites. Plus, FCA announced that we're now an approved vendor. It's been a heck of a year. We're still the only company in the industry that offers a money-back lead guarantee program. Do you want to know more? Yeah, you do. You can check us out at DealerOn.com. And Dealer On is headed to Tampa in just a few weeks for the upcoming Digital Dealer Convention, April 11th through the 13th. We're bringing some serious heat. First, we're giving away $50 for pre-scheduling a demo at the show. That's not all. Sean Raines and Greg Gifford will both be there, too, giving in-depth presentations to rock your world. And if you stop by booth 411, Greg is going to hand you a hard copy of his new book that he wrote on local SEO. Seriously, it is 60-plus pages of awesome. You do not want to miss that. Booth 411, I'm going to be there, and I hope to see you there. We have a great show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have Gabrielle Garrison as our presenter today. Gabrielle Garrison is on Facebook's Partner Manager team, where she makes sure clients are thriving at the forefront of the quickly growing and changing digital landscape on Facebook. With 7 years in the media business, Gabrielle has held positions in all aspects of the advertising space, ranging from radio to traditional media, and currently just digital media. An alumnus of the University of South Florida in Tampa, Gabrielle got her start in advertising, helping small businesses in Tampa succeed in their digital marketing objectives, and later moved on to digital advertising for eBay.com, helping brands such as Progressive, Ford, the Chrysler Group, Ronald McDonald House, and State Farm, just to name a few. Currently living in Austin, Texas, Gabrielle can be reached on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/Gabrielle Garrison. Also, Gabrielle Garrison will be presenting at the upcoming Digital Dealer Convention in Tampa. Facebook will be there presenting in the breakout sessions on Wednesday, April 12th at 2:30 p.m. in room 20. Gabrielle will be discussing in detail all Facebook ad products and targeting solutions designed to help you reach shoppers at any stage of the car buying lifecycle. If you haven't registered for the Digital Dealer Conference yet and you're still interested in going, use the promo code DD22Facebook and it'll score you a $200 reduction off of your registration fee. Nice. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, we're going to try to respond by email later today. Don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording is going to be emailed to you later today for your reference. Feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. And guess what? That's right. Our good friends at Facebook, they're giving away a prize on today's webinar. One lucky attendee is going to win a Facebook swag bag filled with all kinds of Facebook awesomeness. I am jealous, people. You have to be on the live broadcast to win it, though, so stay tuned, and you might be the one walking away with this super cool prize today. And at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to get a short survey. Fill it out. We're always looking for great feedback from our audience. We want to hear what you have to say. All right, everyone, let's get started. Let's listen as an expert from Google is going to answer all your questions. Gabrielle Garrison, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. It is much nicer over here at the Facebook Austin office today than it was on Thursday. I checked. There's no fire alarm drill supposed to be happening, so hopefully nothing sets up.
Let's clue everyone in. Audience, we had Gabrielle on last week, last Thursday at noon, and she was laying out a phenomenal presentation about how to sell more cars through Facebook Ads 2.0. So it was an advanced session, and for a straight hour, she was laying down the knowledge like nobody else could. And then, before we could get to the Q&A, yep, fire alarm went off. She kept trucking along, though, until they came into the room and said, hey, there's actually a fire. Get out. So she took her laptop and trudged outside, and she kept going. And then we lost her. And then she came back because she ran back into the burning building just so she could finish up the presentation. But by that time, a lot of people had left. So we gave away the prizes. we said goodbye and we said, you know what? It's okay. We'll do another webinar just to cover the Q&A. So this is the continuation from last Thursday's broadcast. Now that you're all caught up, just so you know, we never got to one question from last week, but this is a list of all the questions that had come in. That's what we're going to cover today, and some more great questions from you, our valued audience, if you're going to write them in now. But we're going to start off with those questions from last week, okay? And yes, we will be giving away a prize too. Gabrielle will let me know when we're going to do that. We're going to go as long as this takes, as long as there's no fire. But if there is, I hear Gabrielle is ready to go. Fire extinguisher, you ask? No. Gabrielle, show the audience what you have just in case there's a fire.
I think it's s'mores is better.
I mean, this is logical. This is logical stuff. So
this is ready.
Why we love her, right?
I mean, pretty, right? We'll have a little fireside chat, so be good.
This is all good. All right, but now that we have our experience down on the fire, let's really bring the fire. Okay, let's go to the next slide, because I believe that's the one with your picture on it and your contact information, right?
Hold on.
It's all right. We don't need it.
There we go.
That's good. Let's use that one. All right, Gabrielle. You ready to drop the knowledge on the peoples, right?
Totally ready. I'm ready for some great questions.
I know you are. Okay. So I was just going to go in order. All right. So last week, first question on the list came in, I remember pretty early, came in from Crystal. Crystal says, our Facebook ads tend to get a lot of clicks, but the web traffic from those ads tend to only spend about 30 seconds to a minute on our site. Is this normal for Facebook traffic, or are we just targeting the wrong people? Gabrielle, how do we troubleshoot that?
So it seems to be that they're resonating with your ad because they're clicking on it. So they're interested in the story that you're saying. So usually, they're going. So you have the right idea for whatever it is you're trying to promote. They're interested in it. Maybe it's something when they get to the website the message maybe just isn't too clear to them. Maybe the navigation is just a little weird. A lot of the times, especially if they're on their mobile device, you always want to make sure that your website is mobile optimized. So it could be that. Just check to make sure that your website is mobile optimized for one, because more than 80% of the impressions are going to be served on mobile, since mobile is very popular these days. I talked about it in the last webinar. So just make sure that's usually the first thing you need to check. And then the second thing, you need to make sure that the ad is and the where it's going to the website is connecting. So that if something on the ad made them click, you want to make sure whatever it is on that ad is easily navigable on your website. So just check those kind of things. And then also the load time is super important. If your load time on a mobile phone is usually more than 3 seconds, people tend to click off and not stay very long. So just make sure that everything within 3 seconds loads fully on the screen. And usually around that time, and then people will tend to stay a little longer.
Wow. All right. Crystal, you got a lot of feedback from Gabrielle. Look at you, Gabrielle, laying it down. All right. Crystal, I hope that helped you out. If you're here and you have a follow-up question, we'd love to hear from you. All right. Next question comes in from Noel. Oh, and Noel is here. He already checked in. So Noel says, what is one of the most common mistakes you see dealers making in the social sales world right now, and how would you correct it?
I think this is my favorite question on the entire list.
I feel like this is a one-hour webinar, just that question.
honestly, it could be. This is something that I preached actually in my first webinar in December. Back in 2012, Facebook was a place where you use it for likes, comments, and shares. You paid to get page fans, and you boosted posts from your page because that is what you did, and that is what Facebook preached because that's the platform it was meant to be. Fast forward 5 years now later, Facebook is much more than that. People come for more information than just social media. They come to I get the weather from my Facebook app. It tells me the weather every morning. I mean, there's much more things. There's news, media, publishing companies have a bigger presence on Facebook to share the news that they have. And I think that with that, you know, Facebook had to develop certain tools to reach those people because you're not going to see them all, especially if they don't like your page. So we developed all of these advertising formats that I've gone through in that lifecycle funnel so that you're reaching more than just your page fans. I think now a lot of dealers are still focused on that 2012 trend, which is across the board for other verticals, but likes, comments, and shares and boosted posts do not help with the real business outcomes. It will make your page phenomenal on Facebook, and that is great, but we're here to sell cars. And getting a like on a Facebook page is great, but it's not going to sell a car. And you might have like a few hundred people who like your page. If you boost a post saying like, hey, this is, you know, we have a new deal, those people are going to see it. And most likely they like your page because they already had phenomenal service from you and they want to support you in a different way. And then they just want to get updates about what you're doing. So make sure you go away from paying for likes and trying to get page post engagement, boosting posts, and try the advertising objectives within your ads manager. That's going to give you more reach to reach those people that you haven't talked to yet about buying a car from you.
Okay. Now, Noelle, I know you're here. Great question, as you already heard from Gabrielle. Noelle did write in. He says, do I get a swag bag for having the favorite question? he says, either way, that's a really helpful answer. It helped to develop how I think about our Facebook marketing efforts. So thank you for your time and wisdom. Reach is key. Bravo, Noelle. If you have a follow-up question, we'd love to hear back from you, Noelle. All right, let's get to this next question. It's from Renee. Renee says, we are a growing dealer group in Canada, and I'm the e-business marketing person. What would you suggest for a best practice to implement a strong social platform? We've been on social and advertising targeted markets for approximately 3 years, but I'm trying to learn and grow further. From Renee.
Yeah, no, this is a great question. And in Canada, you are a little limited to the things that you can get as far as like partner targeting, which I talk a lot about in my webinars, the in-market auto targeting with Polk and Oracle. So that's one thing you're limited to. But what you want to make sure you do is that you're leveraging the entire consumer buying life cycle. I think when dealers tend to go on to Facebook or anywhere for their digital media campaigns, they're trying to look for those people who are searching now. Maybe 1 to 3 months from buying, and that is definitely an important part of the life cycle. You're trying to gather leads, but you need to influence people far beyond that. You need to let them know who you are so that when they're going to search, they already know you and they're comfortable with you. People want to be comfortable with someone they're making, like, on average, a $40,000 purchase from. So
That seems fair.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. So, I mean, and usually people, when they go to the dealership, they already know what they want. There, you know, when I got my car, I walked in, I said, I have 15 minutes, this is exactly what I want, this is the kind of engine I want, do you have it? And they were just like, whoa, okay. And it's all about the internet, and the internet is educating people much more these days. So you need to get in front of that person not only 1 to 3 months from buying, but you need to get in front of them 12 months from buying. Leverage that whole life cycle. It was in the take-homes slides that you guys got last week. And let them know, like, start with that brand awareness 12 months out and be like, this is who we are, and get them comfortable with you so that when they are searching, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, I know Renee's dealership in Canada. I'm going to go to that one because when I searched, she popped up, and she obviously has educated me on the kind of cars that I want. Just puts you a little ahead of the competition in the search space, whether it happens on Facebook or not.
Thank you so much. All right, Renee, thank you. Great question. Follow up with another one. We're here for you. All right, this next one comes in from Ariel. Ariel says, I find that there are a lot of comment and like bots on Instagram. Or is that just me?
If Ariel's here, I'm interested to hear exactly what is meant by that. Like, if people are, like, telling them to comment or telling them to like, because that is definitely something, if someone is paying money for that, they just shouldn't. As I said, it doesn't lead to real business objectives. But I think I need a little more information about exactly what that means. So if Ariel is on, I would love to hear more.
I don't believe Ariel is on. But Ariel, if you do check in, we'd love to talk to you some more, okay? All right, next question comes in from Ilango. Ilango says, how can you determine what reseller a dealer is working with for Facebook, such as LotLinks, PureCars, Edmunds? Is there a way?
I mean, honestly, there really isn't too much of a way. I've heard most people just are very familiar with the web website formatting of certain things. They pay attention to those kind of things, and they know. But there really is no, like, database to look that up. Just become closer with your frenemies and then just start asking them some questions.
Is that so? Okay. All right. Great question, Nilongo. All right. Jerry was very surprised. He says, I have never heard of audience-only network. Where can he find out more information about that?
Okay, so Jerry, you did not attend my December webinar then, because I did talk about this.
And we try not to shame our attendees, okay, Gabrielle?
No, I love that. I do like that you're asking this question, because I feel that there was a lot of people asking about this in the December webinar. We spent a lot of time on this because it's not abnormal to not know about this, because it is kind of new. Our audience network is, and you can find this more on the Facebook help website. So just go to our Facebook Help Center and it'll kind of give you a rundown of it. But just for short, our audience network is a place that as a Facebook advertiser, you can leverage additional reach on vendors that we have partnered with, third-party vendors, to serve your ads that are on Facebook inside of their apps. We don't release who those people are, but they are manually vetted. It's a very serious process. It just basically increases your reach, and it's really just a check of a box. It's not, you don't have to create a new ad. When you create your Facebook ad, there's an area for placements that you have to choose your placements. If you choose automatic, what it will do is it will serve your ads not only on the audience network, which is those third-party ads, it will serve it on Instagram as well. And that's what's called placement optimization, is we're serving your ad where the user is, and it's actually more cost efficient for you, because we're going to serve it to where it's cheapest at the time. So if Facebook is super expensive one day and audience network isn't, we're going to serve it on the audience network. So wherever the user is that you want to reach, it's most cost efficient for you. So audience network, it has over 1 billion unique users. So the reach is pretty phenomenal there. So I would definitely try it out when you're doing your Facebook campaigns. Once again, just go to the placements, click automatic placements, and in the drop down, you'll see audience network is one of them.
Excellent. Hey, by the way, thank you so much for that question. Jerry, that was from Jerry. We did have somebody who wrote back in. It was, Shelby. Shelby wrote in regards to Arielle's question about, I find that there are a lot of comment and like bots on Instagram, or is that just me? Shelby wrote in, people are constantly commenting on my posts with things like enjoyable content and favorite one, and they're clearly automated comments, and I think that's maybe what she was referring to by bots.
Oh, okay. Now, I haven't seen much of the comments, and that could maybe be people working with third-party providers to mm-hmm. kind of get more engagement within their platform. But I think the like one now that I understand, thank you for that context, there's a lot of, like, comments that say, like, get 10,000 likes if you follow me. Mm-hmm. Don't ever click on those.
please don't click on those.
But if you see them and can report them, please do. The like ones are definitely kind of like a spam, which is very hard to control on the internet. But we have a team who flags those kind of things on a regular basis, so definitely report it. But yeah, the comments is usually probably someone just trying to get more engagement within their platform organically.
And just not being very unique about their comments.
Possibly. I guess it's just some sort of automated system. Usually a lot of the third-party vendors that I know people work with, they actually have, like, a human, like, talking and engaging. That's interesting.
Yeah. Shelby said will do, by the way, so I think she's ready to report some people. But ironically, Shelby is our next question on the list. So, Shelby, I'm glad you're here. She says, I learned it's important to exchange a piece of content and collecting customers' leads. In your opinion, what do you recommend offering to the customer in exchange for their contact information?
Yeah, so this is something that has actually been increasingly popular as recently. So, Shelby, thank you for being on top of it and with the time. That's awesome. So a lot of the times people, when they fill out lead forms, they might offer some sort of incentive from the dealership. I know dealerships a lot of the time, once you buy a car, they come in and get, like, they can get, like, free oil changes or three oil changes for the first year for free. You can do something like that in your parts and service piece. If someone already has an existing car, maybe it's a lease or something, you want them to renew their lease, have them fill out a lead form. Tell them that if they fill out the lead form, they can come in for a free oil change. So that way you have them in your dealership lot while they're getting their service done for free. You can talk to them, have a salesperson talk to them about either renewing their lease or even buying a car. So you're getting them into your lot for a free service, but in the end, it's going to pay off like 100 times over, because hopefully they're either going to renew the lease or even buy a car.
Oh, gosh, I hope so. Shelby said, amazing. Thank you so much. All right, Shelby, you got another question? Send it in. All right, here we go. Next question comes in from Ty. Ty says, how do we get lead ads? I think that's a whole webinar, too.
It really could be. These are really great questions, and I'm really glad people are asking these kind of questions. It says you guys are thinking on the right track for digital media. So lead ads is actually available within Ads Manager. If you go within your Ads Manager, and if you have never been there before, your page is tied to an ad account, you just go to facebook.com/ads/manager. It will pop up our advertising space where you can see your reporting, and you do create campaign. And from there, there's going to be options. There's going to be three columns. And one, in the last column, it says generate leads. You're going to want to click that, and it's going to bring you through the process of creating an ad. And at the ad level, you're going to see that it's a lead ad, so it's going to ask you to put in some questions for your lead ads and things like that that you want. And you press submit, and then your lead ad is running on Facebook and Instagram, hopefully, now that we have it available.
Yes, yes. All right, Ty, if you have a follow-up question, we'd love to hear back from you. All right, next question. Ooh. Okay, next question is from Dan. He says, is Facebook making an effort to integrate with more automotive-specific CRMs? Last I checked, systems like DealerPeak, DealerTrack, etc., were not an option for integration.
Yeah,
come on, Gabrielle.
Whose
shin do you have to kick over there?
I'm kicking a lot of shins and other things, trust me, because this is something that my team has been talking about with Facebook for the longest time, especially with lead ads, because we know that is a frustration. Since auto-specific CRMs and BDCs, there's so many of them, and there's so many different variations of them, it's hard to connect that many different types within our system directly, which is why we go with, like, the bigger people like Salesforce and things like that, because they're less interchangeable and there's less versions of it. So one way you can do this is to connect with our marketing API, so then you can receive information directly into your CRM. If you don't have the ability to do API, I know that can be very technically complex. What we have, we researched a lot, almost a year now, to find someone who can help automotive-specific CRMs, and their name is LeadsBridge. LeadsBridge.com, LeadsBridge.com. And what they can do is they can take, and it's a platform, a company built specifically for Facebook lead ads. These people built it, not Facebook members. And they can have a technology to connect your CRM into the lead ads platform so you can get those leads directly. So I would definitely check them out. They're pretty cost efficient. It's not a rolling fee. As you use, usually it's like some sort of fee to pay a connection. So I would try that out if you're unable to connect to our marketing API.
Okay, thank you so much, Dan. I hope that helped you out, and I hope that answered your question. If you have a follow-up question, we'd love to hear from you. All right, next question. Oh, I like this. Her name is Liliana. Very close to Eliana, by the way. Love it. Liliana says, what is the competitive edge that Instagram Stories has over Snapchat?
Okay, yeah, no, this is a good question, and Liliana, I'm going to be honest, I am not the biggest Snapchat user.
I'm not either, but the millennials
The thing that I do think that Yeah, I think I love the filters. Don't get me wrong. I go and look at the face filters every now and then. But that's about it. But the thing that I think Instagram has that's super important, and it's something I talked a lot about, it was like a key buzzword I used a lot in my last webinar, is people-based marketing. We're able to know who the user is as they're on Instagram because they are signed in, and so we're able to gather those that kind of information from the user to create those targeting buckets that we have. So we're actually not based off of cookies. We are based off of actual real human beings in targeting. So our targeting tends to be very, very correct in the 90% range, 90 to 100% range versus cookies that are probably about the 50% range.
Okay.
Granted, it's very important to be on social media platforms. It'd be very self-serving of me to say, give me all your money for Facebook and Instagram. It's about the targeting. People-based marketing, you want to target people, not proxies. And I think that's what Instagram has the edge over.
Okay, Liliana, great question. We're going to have another question from her a little bit later on. Okay, next question comes in from Brenna. Brenna says, is there a longer runtime for an advertisement story than a normal one, or is it still limited to 15 seconds?
Yeah, just 15 seconds for now. Since Instagram story ads are new and we're only doing the reach objective right now, we're trying to figure out what's working best for our users and the platform, and once we have a little more time with it, maybe we're going to be able to experiment a little more with the time frame of that.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. And, of course, you'll let everyone know, right?
Of course.
Okay. All right. Next question comes from AJ. Oh, AJ, I love you. AJ says, the Instagram-sponsored stories, will they end up following the story previous to them, same as the non-sponsored stories do?
Yeah. No, this is a good question. So basically it's going to look just like an Instagram story. You're going to hardly ever be able to tell the difference. The only difference is that it will have like a little word sponsored in white writing at the bottom. I was watching my friend's Instagram story recently, and it switched. I didn't know it switched, but then it started showing like videos of Paris, and I was like, my friend's in Paris and she didn't tell me or invite me. I'm like, this is nuts. And then I realized, I was like, oh wait, I'm like, this is an Airbnb ad. So very immersive. It's like, it's almost like you don't even know that you're looking at it at first. And then as the story unfolds and you realize, oh, this is a brand. And then you tell a story. It's like, oh, that's super cool. Buick even did something really awesome. I showed a little bit of my last webinar doing like boomerangs. And they were doing like funny boomerangs of like people in front of Buicks, and I was like, oh, that's hilarious. And I was like, oh wait, this is an ad again. I was like, oh my goodness. So you actually can't really tell the difference, and it goes like right in between your friends' stories or other stories of brands and businesses.
Okay, all right, audience, I want you to know we have about 10 more questions left from the list of questions from last week, and then we're going to get to your questions live. All right. So if you haven't gotten in your question yet, I see a handful of them have already come in today. So get some more questions in, and we're going to get to all of them. Right, Gabrielle? You're not going to leave us this time, are you?
Absolutely. I have 30 extra minutes in this room, so no one would kick me out. So.
All right. Okay. Next question comes to you from Jeff. Jeff says, okay, what's the deal with placement optimization? Is it coming soon, and what can we expect from it? They are putting you to... Excuse me the expression, but they're putting your feet to the fire on here.
No, I love this. I love that they're asking. That means they're paying attention to whatever they're hearing in the market or something. And this is actually something I love talking about, placement optimization, because it's already here. So placement optimization is simply advertising across Facebook, Instagram, and audience network. And we make it as easy as checking a box. Like I mentioned before, I believe with Dan's question, maybe it was Shelby's question. Oh, no, it was Jerry's question. Jerry's question about audience network. Sorry, a lot of names I got to remember here.
I know.
So Jerry's question about audience network, I went into this saying how when you're in your ads manager, there's a option to choose your placements, and you can either do automatic or manual. If you choose automatic, it's going to automatically serve your ads across Facebook, Instagram, and audience network, and that's what we call placement optimization. So check that box, and that's how you do placement optimization. You don't have to create separate ads for each. And in your reporting, if you want to know who, where your ads were served, you just choose under the breakdown column. There is a, there is something called platforms, and then it will break it down by audience network, Facebook, and Instagram for you. So you know where your impressions are going.
Oh, that sounds really, really awesome. All right. So thank you so much. Great question, Jeff. And, hopefully you're here and you want to write in again. All right. So next question. This is a tough question from Tracy. Tracy says, is not your success dependent on your followers on Instagram? I personally use Instagram all the time, but a business account, what would be the best way to get the followers?
This is a great question. I love this. I love this question, actually, because a lot of people are using that older method that we talked about with Noelle's question. Mm-hmm. And there is a way that you can do this without having to pay for likes. So I like to think that with an Instagram and Facebook, your page and your account should be your account where you reach out to your loyalty members. You already have their business. These are the people that you don't really want to spend marketing dollars on because you know that they are dedicated to your brand. So you want to make sure that either in your dealership or in any kind of like live broadcast or something, like say go to our page and like, or go to our Facebook page and like follow us on Instagram. Because if you ever pay for likes in the beginning, you could be reaching like, if it's a broad audience, you might not know if they really like your dealership too much. Maybe they had a better experience somewhere else, you know, hopefully not, but I mean, right. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. But it happens in reality. So you don't want them to have access to your page to write, like, really bad reviews when they might not have even been at your dealership or they just are having a bad day. I mean, people are like that. I mean, you know, the Internet can be a little tough. So you want to make sure that you're targeting the right people, and those people are your loyalty followers. So you want to make sure, saying, hey, if you want to keep up to date on, like, specials and things for you guys, follow our Facebook page. Like our Instagram page. I actually go into dealerships every now and then. I'm starting to see it more often, like on their desks or things like that, on the business cards that they give out. So I would leverage the people as they're coming into your dealership and talking more about it then, so that you're reaching the right people and getting the right likes on Instagram and Facebook.
That sounds like a good idea. All right, great question, Tracy. Thank you so much. You're trucking along, Gabrielle. This is good. All right, next question comes in from Jamie. Jamie says, how would a rep, I assume a sales rep, use any of these strategies independent of the dealer's efforts? So we've been talking a lot on our show about, you know, how to brand yourself, you know, as somebody who works for this dealership, but you are your own brand, you know. So what advice can you give to salespeople who want to brand themselves independent of what the dealer's doing, but also make the dealer, I guess, look good and, of course, sell more cars?
Okay, I could say this in one sentence, but I'm going to give you a little more context. My one sentence is go follow Mike Davenport, friend him on Facebook. You're killing the game with that exact question.
He's pretty much a rock star, I know.
yeah. So I would definitely follow him if you need real-life examples. But basically what he's doing is he is leveraging his own page to kind of give tutorials about things within the dealership, kind of like how-tos, like exploring, like, hey, this is coming up with the dealership, come in. So he's not only leveraging himself as a salesman, but he's leveraging himself with his brand. So just having like a page or a Facebook profile and an Instagram profile that you're able to do that, I think is going to be beneficial. Going Facebook Live, I think is going to be really awesome. If you're like on a test drive with a client and you ask them if you can go live on Facebook, go live on Facebook. Like say, hey, I'm here test driving a car at my dealership, my company's dealership with this client, like, and then just like come on in and have the same experience. There's ways you can engage with users and still represent your brand, and do it on the job. I mean, if your manager says, hey, you can go live and do this, do it. Let users into the life that you have there, and the things that you do for your clients so they know the kind of service that they're going to get when they come to the dealership.
I think that's a great idea. And yes, I totally agree about Mike Davenport. If you're not following him, you're really missing out. He is definitely doing some interesting things out there with his social media. And he'll be actually coming back to the Dealer on webinar series in May, I believe. So I think I want to say May 18th. I don't have it in front of me, but just keep an eye out for that as well. All right. All right, great question, Jamie. Thank you so much. All right, next question. Ah, here's Liliana again. Liliana wrote in, do you have successful Instagram advertising case studies for automotive? Or even, Gabrielle, if you know of a dealership who's doing really some, you know, kick butt stuff on Instagram, if you could share that dealership name, that'd be really helpful.
Yeah, dealerships specifically, no, off the top of my head. I know we have one coming soon, a case study coming soon on Instagram. So look out on the Instagram business blog for that, or my LinkedIn. I usually post. I'm very active on LinkedIn, so if you don't follow me on LinkedIn, then follow me there, and I usually post those kind of things. But yeah, not a dealership specifically. I know Mercedes as a brand has something on Instagram that they did phenomenally well with, and they didn't really even feature their cars doing it that much.
What? How did they do that? I'm gonna have to explore that.
Very well executed, and you know what? You can get ideas from those big brands to leverage for your own, for yourself. So go to the Instagram for Business blog. You can search for it on the internet and look up the success stories there. And we also have success stories on Facebook for our Facebook for Business website that leverage both Facebook and Instagram for doing the same. So I would definitely look those up. And you can filter by vertical, so you can just filter to automotive, and it'll give you every single automotive case study.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's nice. All right, Liliana, great question again. Thank you so much for writing in. All right, next question is from Jeff, different Jeff from the last Jeff, different Jeff. Okay, Jeff says, I just set up my dealership Instagram account while on this webinar. That was from last week. So, Jeff, I hope you're doing okay. He says, any tips on getting momentum?
That's awesome. That makes me feel great. that's amazing ROI for me, so thanks, Jeff. Any tips on getting started? I honestly, I would post a little. Start posting. Get comfortable with posting before you get followers, I think. I think it's important to do that just so that when you do have followers and you do have a lot of momentum, you're already ready to go. So definitely practice posting on your actual site for that or your account. And then you also want to experiment with stories. Instagram stories are great, and they're new, so and a lot of people are going to it, so definitely experiment with that. If your Instagram account is for your business, you want to make sure that it's set up for a business account. So if you set up a personal account, which is what you normally do if you go straight to Instagram, all you have to do to switch it to a business profile is go to the settings in the top right corner, and it says switch to business profile. And then you just put in your business information, and you're done.
Sounds easy enough. All right. So that question was from Jeff. Thank you so much, Jeff. All right, next question. We're knocking these out. This is good. Curtis has the next question. He says, what are your thoughts on using a tool like Instagress to grow your followers? We are targeting local posts and people.
Okay, so I'm not too familiar with Instagress. I'm going to know the general idea of them. But if you are paying for that, I think it's money not well spent. As I said, going out, you know, I talked a lot about those places being for loyal followers in one of the questions. So I think that maybe if you're putting some money behind that, you want to think like, okay, is this really going to help me sell a car? What's going to help me sell a car that's best for me? And usually I know you guys work very much month to month, and you're like, I know I have to sell this many cars if I give this much budget of marketing dollars. So just think about that and think if that lines up. And if it does, then go ahead and use and try it out. More than likely it doesn't. So just kind of think of all the other things that you can do on social platforms like Facebook and Instagram to reach those in-market car buyers directly.
Okay, sounds good. All right, thank you so much. Great question, Curtis. Okay, this next question, kind of short, kind of choppy, not really sure what he's looking for, but let's see. AJ wrote in, influencer marketing campaigns, Facebook or Instagram? That's the entirety of the question. So hopefully you can decipher that and give us some pearls of wisdom.
I get this a lot. Getting some sort of celebrity endorsement or community public figure to help you with your business. It is very popular on Facebook and both Instagram. So I say why not both? I mean, we have abilities to do branded content where you partner with an influencer and they post something on behalf of your dealership on Facebook. Instagram is a very huge hot spot for influencers. They have a lot of followers. I think Selena Gomez has the most followers out of anyone on Instagram. So it's a great place for public figures. So I would just utilize placement optimization and try out both.
All right, AJ. You go. All right. Oh, this next one's from Renee again. She snuck in another question. She says, from your perspective, do you feel that the Canadian auto market is slightly less inclined for these social changes than the U.S. auto market? I've found that I tend to find the what's new for automotive digital strategies from the U.S. market. Canada, not so much. Again, this is from Renee.
Yeah, Renee, that's a good question. And it's true. Canada tends to be about 2 to 3 years behind the U.S. auto space. So their adoption rate is usually tends to be slower. Canada likes to protect their people with data and everything. That's why you don't have the partner targeting that we wish you had. So it requires, there's just a little more tape to get through to those things. But I would utilize anything you do see in the U.S. Targeting is probably one of the only things you might want to just like question a little more and look to see if it is available. But most of the time, the things that you see in the U.S. are available in Canada. It's just that the U.S. tends to just be a little more ahead, and they do have a larger space to experiment. I want to say that Canada has about 8,000 dealerships and the U.S. has about 20,000. So there's just a lot more room to play in the U.S., which is okay. Why they tend to be a little more first market.
Okay. Renee, thank you. Great question again from you. All right, just a couple more questions from last week, and then we'll get to the questions from today. All right, Gabrielle? All right, let's see. AJ had another question for you. AJ says, can you add more than one event to your pixel?
Absolutely. Yes, you can definitely utilize those standard events, however you want, because there's just certain different things you want to track on your website, whether it's a lead or whether they've just seen something on a page or whether it's they made a purchase if you have purchases on your website. So, yeah, you can definitely add more than one. It just depends on how much things you're trying to track on your website.
All right. I love a good question from AJ. All right. Next question comes in from Chris. Chris says, did you say this webinar is also downloadable after it's done? So, Chris and all you other wonderful attendees out there, you should have already received the link from last week's webinar. It's also available online at dealeron.com/webinar. There's a link on the kind of bottom right-hand side, sort of, and it says, did you miss a webinar? So click on that, and the most recent webinars are at the top. And you can even search just for Gabrielle Garrison webinars if you'd like. All right. Today's webinar also is going to be emailed to you for your reference. Please feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. And, yes, it will also be posted online as well. All right. So with that, now we're on to the questions from today. Are you ready, Gabrielle? Do you need a drink of water or something?
I am good. I'm ready to go.
Okay, here we go. So we have a lot of questions from Ryan. So Ryan has a ton of stuff he wants to know. We'll try and space it out a little bit, okay? So Ryan wrote in, for a relatively new Instagram user and relatively new to the car business as well, using Facebook for campaigns, what would be some great tips to get me off the ground?
Okay, so super excited that you joined the Instagram space and getting started on Facebook. That is awesome. I would say, the take-home materials that you have, there is a consumer life buying cycle. And it basically goes from 12 months out to even aftermarket, after someone's bought a car, saying, like, what ad format you should use or we suggest that you use, and then the targeting tactic. So look at that and see if it's something that you have the budget for. If you don't have the budget to leverage the full funnel right now, and you just want to focus on people who are in market, what I would do is use our targeting. It's partnered with Oracle. Most people know it as Polk Targeting. There is a targeting segment called Max in Market, M-A-X in Market. And that is going to target the users who are 1 to 3 months from buying a vehicle. So you definitely want to leverage that targeting and then just keep it pretty broad, keep it within the DMA that you are in. And you're going to reach those users. And you can do that via lead ads if you wanted to collect leads. If you don't have the capabilities to collect the leads the way you want them to, you can leverage carousel ads, which can showcase multiple vehicles that you have on your lot. Or you can do single image ads if you only have one. But I would definitely kind of start with that, the max in market 1 to 3 months from buying range.
Okay. All right. Ryan, I know you have a couple follow-up questions, but since Gabrielle had just mentioned about the handouts, yes, audience, I would like to direct your attention now to the cool handouts feature of the GoToWebinar interface. So look on your GoToWebinar interface and look for anything that says handouts. It only says it once. Next to it, there's a little triangle. Click on that triangle. We have two wonderful handouts for you. They're available for immediate download, and they're only available until the end of this broadcast, all right? So as I recall, the handouts that we have in there, one is called Offline Conversions, and another one is called Take Home Slides. So in her presentation, which we weren't allowed to share the entire slide deck, but she took out the most important ones, the ones that had a lot of links in it and things like that. So you can have those slides, all right? So, Gabrielle, is there anything else you wanted to say about those handouts?
Yeah, no, I mean, if you got the take-home slides from last Thursday, you're going to see some similar ones in there. The thing I did add, though, was the whole pixel process, the 4 tips for utilizing the Facebook pixel, mm-hmm. Because I went through that pretty quickly because of the fire alarm.
honestly, who can blame you?
Yeah. So I was able to get those to be externally shareable. Those are there for you guys to choose. And then offline conversions, I went through that way too fast because that was like that prime time fire moment.
This is the no judgment zone right here, baby. All right. So thank you so much. Okay. Ryan has a follow-up question for you. Ryan says, also, we are trying to upload a customer list into Facebook, a CSV file. How easy would it be for us to retarget customers using this data? I've never done it before.
Oh, it's actually very easy, and I'm glad you're experimenting with that. After you upload it via the Audience Manager tab on your Ads Manager, what it does is it creates that audience for you. And whenever that audience is ready to use in your Audience tab, there's going to be a green light next to it. And then once that green light is next to it, that means in the system it's ready to go for you only on your Ads Manager. And when you go to create a campaign and choose your audience, it will give you an option that if you want to choose a custom audience, and then you just click, and then in the drop-down it will show you all your custom audiences that are ready to use. So if you uploaded that CSV file and there's a green light next to it, it should show up in that drop-down.
Ryan, I hope you got all that. It's okay, I recorded it for you. Okay, so Gabrielle, thank you so much for that. All right. Oh, he says he got it. All right. Thank you, Ryan. All right. We got another couple of questions coming from him in a little bit. Let's go to this next question from Devon. Now, Devon was just on my webinar like an hour ago, and he won a prize. So look, here he is again. All right. So Devon wants to know, when starting Facebook ads, are general awareness ads and videos the best way to begin rather than carousel or offers or other lead ads? What's your opinion on that, Gabrielle?
Yeah, so definitely. So awareness ads are usually when you're just trying to get people to know about who you are versus them taking like an action like on your dealer lot. So if you have great video, definitely leverage it. I talked a lot about video in the last webinar on how over 100 million hours are viewed of video daily on Facebook. And how videos is going to become more popular in 2020. Most of what we're going to see in the digital space is going to be video by then. So definitely, if you have it, utilize it, because that's going to get the most interactive content and people respond to it. So definitely try that out if you have it.
Oh, wonderful. All right, Devon, great question. Thanks for the verification, he says. All right, great. We only have a handful of questions left, and then I figure we'd give away a prize, right? Okay,
yeah.
So next question comes to you from Brittany. She says, on one of our posts that we boosted on Instagram, we received over 800 likes on the post, but our insights said we only received 56 impressions. Why are those numbers so vastly different?
People can be visiting organically. if you have a lot of followers on your Instagram account, they might be coming to, because you're, when you boost a post, you're posting it first on your account. So it lives organically on your account. And then when you boost it, that means you're getting more people. So when you boosted it, you probably only reached about 56 people, I think was the number.
Right.
But organically, people could be coming to your page and liking the post. So that's probably more likely what happened. If maybe that's not the case and you don't have that many followers or something is weird, you can always reach out to Facebook support, which is facebook.com/business/resources, and you can have someone help you kind of decipher that for you.
Okay, facebook.com/business/resources. There we go. All right, Brittany, great question. Thank you so much for bringing that to us. All right, next question comes from Noelle again. Hey, Noelle. Noelle says, other than your webinars, thank you, what resources would you recommend for further study? Are there any must-read books or blogs or podcasts or Facebook pages, etc., which will help boost my social game?
Absolutely. So there is a Facebook Blueprint website. Blueprint is our online learning tool. So what you can do there is you can kind of navigate by topic on what you want to learn, and it is a self-serving tool. So, and it's a process that you can go through at your own pace.
Okay.
And it kind of gives you like education on certain topics. So definitely leverage that Facebook Blueprint.
Where do you go? Do you go to facebook.com/blueprint or where?
I believe that's the URL. Go there, and then it keeps track of what you've done. So you can keep track of like the courses that you've already taken, and it does break it down by. So yeah, definitely leverage that. And
how
then our Facebook.
It cost?
It's free.
Free? I love free.
Yeah. It's definitely free. It's a free online learning tool. And then if you want to, you can get a certificate after each course saying you completed that course. So if, like, someone was trying to, like, say, hey, do you have knowledge on this? You can be like, yeah, I've done the brand awareness training course.
Yeah, got it right here, right?
We do have a paid one that badges you for all of Facebook Blueprint certification. It's really popular in the agency space, but I say as a dealer, if you're just trying to learn more, do the free courses. And then also leverage our Facebook Help Center. Just like search Facebook Help Center, and they have so many articles, even step-by-step processes on how to do things. It's a phenomenal tool. I actually use it myself still. So.
I love it. All right. Great question, Noelle. Thank you so much for that. Good stuff, Gabrielle. You are bringing it all today. Okay. Ryan is back with some more questions. Ryan says, we are trying to leverage Facebook and Instagram by posting customer photos buying cars. Is tagging the customer smart or not due to privacy issues? And can you recommend a written consent form?
So I don't, it really depends on the user, I think. I think they have to be
on the car buyer or on the dealership?
Yeah, on the car buyer. So I think if they're comfortable with it, then why not? But if they're not, I would definitely stay away from it. Just kind of like if you show a picture of them, usually those kind of things people have to ask in general anyways. I'm not going to lie. I'm not very like good in the legal department kind of things. I'm more of a creative
mind. You have enough in that brain of yours. It's okay.
I'm more of a creative mind and a product junkie. I don't want to lead you wrong on that. I would just ask your dealership if there's certain legal partners that they work with, because that might be something that you have to go through them for.
Okay, because I will say our friend Mike Davenport, he certainly posts many, many pictures and videos of people who have just bought cars from him. So I guess my advice would be follow Mike Davenport, see what he says, maybe see him speak at a conference, and ask him. Don't hunt him. Just ask him. He's a super nice guy, okay? Don't stalk him. Just ask him, okay? I promise you, he'll share it with you, all right? All right. So Ryan also has a follow-up question. He says, how many posts per day or per week is too much? Let's cover both Facebook and Instagram if it's okay.
Yeah, so I think that maybe you don't want to do too much. I think maybe if you do like a post a day, that would be fine. The thing is, when you inundate so many people with a lot of information, sometimes if they do end up seeing it like on their newsfeed or something over and over and over again, they could get a little turned off. Kind of like an information overload type of thing. So if you do like posting, which is phenomenal if you do, try to stick to once a day. I tend to like to think maybe a few times a week and make certain topics so that people know what's coming or they get excited about the things you post about, because you don't want to overshare and be that person like, oh gosh, another post again. You know, those people. Well,
I know that the term is ABC, always be closing, but I think on Facebook, maybe not always be selling. Find other things to share.
Yeah, definitely don't. Okay. But stick to like maybe like 3 a week, I would say, is best practice. That's just my opinion, though.
But like strong posts that are thought-provoking and, you know, you try and get the engagement from, you know, like ended in a question mark, that kind of thing. So
yeah, get people involved in your post. You don't want to just tell people what you had for lunch every single day, like some people do that find that interesting. But yeah, like it needs to be something that's going to continue the conversation without you having to be involved and having your community more involved.
Right. So just recently, I remember this example, Mike Davenport, who of course I'm friends with him on Facebook. He had gotten some new fancy-dancy Corvette. I don't know anything about Corvettes, but he certainly does. So he had gotten some new Corvette in, and he was so excited. And so he posted a picture of himself between the two, and he said, which one do you like, the red or the black? You know, and of course people chimed in and said, no, the black. No, definitely the red. What are you, crazy, the black one? I mean, it was great. And so he took, you know, a great idea. I mean, look, he let people know he had this exclusive car. He had them right there at the dealership. You want to come look at it? Call me. I'm right here. And not only do we have it in one color, we have it in more than one color. And plus he got engagement out of it. It was like brilliant. So he does stuff like that all the time where he really understands. He works backwards. He doesn't look at it from the dealership side and say, okay, what can I put out there? He looks at it from the customer side and say, now if I were a customer, what would I want to see? And I think that's what more dealerships need to do.
Absolutely.
That's what advertisers do, right. Okay, so great question, Ryan. By the way, Ryan wrote back and he says, no worries, thank you so much for the insight. It's the salespeople who would be collecting them, so I'll circle back through them for those. I'll also check Mike Davenport out. Thanks for all the info. Thank you, Ryan. Okay, couple more questions, and then we'll give away a prize, and then we'll close out the show. All right, Gabrielle? All right, next question is from Jay. Jay says, I just started at my dealer, I think he meant to say, and wondering what is the best bang for my buck as far as advertising on social media? I wonder what you're going to say.
I mean, there's just one place called Facebook.
I've never heard of it.
I know, it's not very popular. I mean, like, experiment.
Let's talk to him about this. No, seriously, bang for his buck. Should he do boosted posts or should he try Instagram stories? I mean, what's if you were starting out, if you were him, what's the first thing you would do?
I would probably start with a brand awareness play. I would not boost posts. I would try, like, if you already have a page set up and everything, okay. I would let them know about your dealership in general. Maybe if you don't have a video, like we talked about before, showcase a carousel ad. Show them pictures of your dealership, pictures of the cars that you have, saying like, hey, you know, we're so-and-so dealership in your local neighborhood. Come check us out. And then have them go to your website. And also the thing that a lot of people don't realize is when you actually serve ads, because they're always like, well, I want the likes and I want it all. An ad usually in the top right-hand corner has either on mobile, it will have like one of those thumbs up, or on a desktop ad, it will have a call to action button that says like page. So they still have the option to like your page, even if you're asking them to go to your website. So I would definitely go into our ads manager, click the reach option, and then create an ad that says a little bit about your dealership, like saying, here we are, this is our dealership, come and check us out. And that will get you more bang for your buck because you're reaching a larger amount of people, because it does focus on the actual reach of your region versus like very specific targeting that can get too granular.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much for that great question. And, oh, he already says, thank you so much. All right. So, Jay, thank you so much for that great question. All right, next question. Oh, it's only a comment, actually. Comes from Bill. Bill says, I just went to Mike Davenport's Facebook page. How the heck does he find time to sell cars? I know, right? And not only that, he's like a tremendous car salesman. As a matter of fact, if you go to DealerOn.com, the last webinar that he did with me at DealerOn.com/webinar, the last webinar he did with me was in December, and it was how to sell and deliver three cars in one day. So he's all by himself. He doesn't have like an assistant or anything like that. He does it all by himself, and he talked about, you know, the logistics of how he got it done. So, yeah, definitely follow him. He's I don't really know. I'm trying to think if there's somebody else in the space, in the industry, who does really like what he does. Rock star status he is. But since he's the one that only comes to mind right now, I would say put him on your radar. Definitely. Okay, Gabrielle, agreed?
Oh, agreed, 100%. I look at his stuff all the time.
All right, great. Okay, last comment came in from Noelle. Noelle says, thank you. Your shows and these sessions are such a good ROI for the time commitment. Thank you so much, Noelle. I really appreciate it. And Gabrielle, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for not having to run out of the building today.
Trust me, I'm happy about it too.
Audience, great questions. Thank you so much for being here today. Before we let you go, hey, let's give away a prize, right? It's that time. If you missed it at the beginning of the webinar, I announced that our good friends over at Facebook, they're giving away one amazing prize today. One lucky attendee is going to win a Facebook swag bag filled with all kinds of Facebook awesomeness. So get ready, people. First person to write the correct answer to this giveaway question is going to be winning this prize. So look, if you win, I need you to quickly write in your dealership name and your mailing address so that we can get this bag out to you. It does come directly from Facebook. All right? All right, here we go. Good luck, everyone. And no, we didn't talk about this today. So you can guess. You could Google it, or you could just guess multiple times. I really don't care. As long as somebody gets the answer right, I'm good. All right, here we go. Good luck, everyone. How many years did it take for mobile to reach 2 billion people? Holy moly, Dan Green. I think it was like even before I finished the question. 10, that is correct. Mr. Okay. Green, 10 years. Correct. Dan Green. Making it official, Dan Green. Congratulations, you are a winner. You're going to be getting that a Facebook swag bag directly from our good friends over at Facebook. And Dan, write in and let me know what dealership you're from, sir, so I can give you a proper congratulations. Now, audience, yes, we only had one prize today, but you know what? We give away cool prizes every week. Just ask Dan and Devon, who are both winners today. So we give away cool prizes on all my webinars. So come on back to another Dealer On webinar. And who knows, that could be the day you win a cool prize on a Dealer On webinar. For right now, we're congratulating Dan Green, who has not followed directions, Mr. Green. Oh, here he is. I take it back. All right, Dan Green is from Robert Green Auto and Truck Group in New York, New York. Great.
Oh, New York.
All right, so Dan, check out that prize when it gets to you. I hope you enjoy it, certainly. And, of course, we got to thank our good friends over at Facebook for their incredible generosity. And with that, everyone, I'm going to bid you adieu. Don't forget, DealerOn is going to be at the upcoming Digital Dealer Convention. It's going to be April 11th through the 13th. We'd love to see you there. We're giving away some awesome stuff. $50 if you pre-schedule a demo and then show up for your demo, of course. And we also have some wonderful things happening at the booth. Our booth is 411, and we also have Greg Gifford and Sean Rains, who both have individual speaking engagements there as well. You're definitely going to want to check that out. And yeah, Gabrielle Garrison is also headed to Digital Dealer. She's going to be there in just a couple weeks, and she's going to be presenting there at a breakout session on Wednesday, April 12th at 2:30 p.m. in room 20. So you might want to put that on your calendar. Wednesday, April 12th, 2:30 p.m. in room 20. Gabrielle is going to be discussing in detail all of Facebook ad products and targeting solutions designed to help you reach shoppers at any stage in the car buying cycle. So if you haven't registered for Digital Dealer Conference yet and you're still interested in going, oh yeah, she's going to give you a promo code. It's DD22 Facebook, and that'll score you $200 off of the ticket. That is a good prize. All right, everyone, we're going to say goodbye to you now. So Dealer On webinars are always held on Thursdays at 12 noon, but this one was a special edition webinar, so of course we had to make time for that. But usually it's Thursdays. You can find out more about our webinars at dealeron.com/webinars. And if you need to get in touch with me, I'm all over. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, you name it. I'm on all the automotive social networks. You can also just email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com. Thank you all so very much for spending this time with us today. And I hope to see you all in another webinar on Dealeron's continuing education series. Take care. Bye.